pour something flammable into your glass. It's Jaded Gamercast. My name is Lang. With me, as always, is Nathan. And I brought a bottle of scotch with me.
Oh, I had like a bottom fifth of gin, and I was like, surely I will drink more than this. So I have another whole bottle with me, because, you know,
wonderful.
You gotta make that shit happen.
I'm drinking the 15-year-old Glenlivet again, because it is pretty good. I'm enjoying it. Ward got me some new scotch drinking glasses and some more circular ice molds, which was fancy. So that's what
now,
I'm
drinking. Now, are they supposed to be Death Stars and they just fail at it?
No. I will say this, though. They do much better at not being, like, caked in silicone like the Death Star ones are. I've washed those fucking things more times than I can count. But still, like, every other ice cube I make, I go and I pour alcohol on it, and there's just, like, silicone floating on top. And it's just, like,
so gross.
It doesn't, well, like, it doesn't taste like anything. It's not bad. Like, it's not ruining the flavor, you know, but it absolutely just kind of, like, you look down at your drink, and you're like, ah, really? God damn it. You are listening to Jaded Gamercast. Oh, my God. I'm so goddamn tired. I don't even know what to say. It's just been a weird fucking week, especially after all of the shenanigans with trying to find a game of Firestorm Armada, because apparently I'm not a web celebrity enough to draw the attention of gamers.
Well, I mean, you were invited. Did you just choose to be a diva and not show up? Like, did they not
no,
be a writer?
It was literally
like, you're like, I need a bowl of only red jelly beans and scotch. No. I mean, how hard is this?
It was on the other side of town. It was like 184th Street, and I was just like, you know what, man? If I'm going to go out there, I'm going to drink, and then I have to drive all the way back across town. I was like, I'm just going to be lazy and paint. And then I was legitimately lazy and didn't paint anything. So it was a total fail on my part. But yeah, you're not wrong in that sense. So let's get on with the show. Let's talk a little bit about what we did this week in hobby. For me, it was still painting my Works Raptor for Firestorm Armada, trying to get that done and up together. And I don't know. I'm happy enough with the way that it's looking. However, I don't think it's going to look as fun as the Corvettes do.
Well, that's because the Corvettes are small enough that I think that the silly idea works, because it's not over the top. But it's like, you got to do like a Works Raptor, like Battleship, and you're just like, whew, this is a lot of green and a lot of gold. I don't know, man. This isn't...
Yeah,
this isn't working so much.
It's not terrible. It's just kind of like, it's more annoying than anything else now at this point. But I don't know. I may try to change it up a little bit just so I can get it to a point where I'm happy with it. And then we'll just leave it at that and see how things go. What about you, Nathan?
I did. I also tried to get some games of Firestorm Armada in last night. How does it feel like this day has gone on forever?
Dude, I was moving furniture, so I'm just... yes. Friday feels like a long ways away.
Right? But like I said, I got there a little bit late, and the gaming group there plays both Dystopian Wars and Firestorm Armada, so by the time I got there, everyone was kind of into a game of Dystopian Wars, so I was like, oh, well, better luck next week, right? So like I said, never got a chance to bust my Aquins out, but I have been painting Terrans. Like, whoa, I've got six frigates done. I was half contemplating canceling on you tonight and just recording tomorrow so I could paint the other two frigates, but decided, fuck it, I'll, you know, paint frigates tomorrow.
I like how canceling on me, what I may have been doing or maybe doing the next day, did not even enter your mind.
Whatever. You're just like, it did, which is why I'm here.
No. That's not what you said. You were like, I was going to cancel on you because I wanted to paint, but I was like, fuck it, let's just get it done.
Right?
This is what I deal with, people. All right, let's get on to the weekly Lister poll for this week. The question that we asked you guys was, what motivates you to paint? I put a whole bunch of options up there, and the resounding winner of this with 46% of the vote was Fluff and Fiction. Next runner-up was Tournaments, and then everything else was just a couple of votes here and there going from there. You know, I was actually more surprised by this. I thought Tournaments would be the one that was like the major motivator, because actually, I don't know, I almost want to call bullshit on a couple of people and just be like, yeah, I'm sure that's what motivates you. You know, the guys who get like two Space Marines done a year. you know, because they want to do their chapter, you know, like that's mm-hmm. not motivating you to paint.
But. Listen, I click tournaments, which is hilarious when you consider the fact that it's like I average about one tournament a year and I paint more than that. Like, I mean, look at I'm painting my Terrans. There's no Firestorm Armada tournament coming up. I mean, maybe in the general future, we know another one will occur, but it's not why I'm painting them. But like I said, I'm at least honest with myself. I know that when, like, crunch time, it's tournaments, because I can honestly say, if not for Out of the Basement last weekend, my Aquans would still be mostly painted.
That's the truth.
So, I said, I picked tournament. What did you pick?
I also said tournament.
Yeah, no yep. surprise there. I mean, your Lizardmen were done literally with tournaments.
Well, I mean, I can't count how many armies I've done with tournaments in mind, where it's just like, well, I gotta finish these four more units for my vampire counts because Onslaught's coming around. You know, it's yeah. just those are the types of things that I think people tend to overlook. You know, mm-hmm. You and I, we've talked about it in the past where we've basically said that, you know, we put off a lot of our painting until tournament time because yes. we're the most comfortable painting for tournament time. And like, that's the best motivator for us. So I think that one works out pretty well. Well,
and that's exactly it. I mean, like, yeah, I'll start things and I'll build stuff and I'll kind of dick around and I'll get a scheme and I'll be whatever. But like I said, it's just like things capture my interest so much. And it's totally ADD. I completely understand. But it's just like what is getting my interest this week is not getting it next week. Therefore, like it's just like, you know, I have all of these half finished projects. And yeah, tournaments are the only reason to finish an army or a fleet or anything. Because otherwise there's always something shinier on the horizon. Speaking of, I signed up for a Dystopian Wars tournament next month, because why not?
Good luck.
Yes, I was going to say, I literally own no models. And when I was at Imaginary Wars, his Dystopian Wars section had been picked clean. I'm like, I don't want either of those. Oh, well, hopefully Spartan will get it to me in time.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's not going to happen. All right, so we had a bunch of comments in here, a couple of VOD comments. I'm just going to read a couple of choice ones here. John Thomas says, Thompson says, you didn't have an option for army list / concept. I kind of did. It was called New Army. And so I picked fluff and fiction. However, I don't necessarily subscribe to all the canon fiction, particularly the grim, dark, emo, wrist-slitting masturbation kind.
Well, that got escalated quickly.
Slitting your wrist while masturbating. That's like a knife dick, right?
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, like, that's what I'm going to say. I'm like, you must have nothing to live for because, like, if you're slitting your wrist while masturbating, if that knife slips, I mean, shit, you're going to wish you were dead if you were only, like, cry for help.
Well, I mean, you never know, Nathan. I like going in dry. Some guys need that lube, and in an emergency, slitting your wrist can sometimes help. I've got to enjoy some part of the narrative of the army for me to have the motivation. I paint slowly, so being able to add units to an army collection is important as well. As a result, I collect a smaller range of armies, but have more units for them. I think we all know people like that, people who, mm-hmm. you know, they pick their two or three armies and then they just keep expanding on those armies. They're always the guys who are very, very quick to tell you about how many points of painted Tyranids they have every time they record a podcast. Like, those are typically the types of people.
I don't know anyone like that.
No, you don't know anybody like that, do you? Painting for a tournament is the ultimate hobby killer. It feels too much like work. I resent being restrained by having to meet a schedule to paint and paint to a list. Painting to an army concept or a core list idea is much more enjoyable for me and is more rewarding in the long term. Apologies for posting on the poll, because he also posted on the poll as well, which is
funny. Oh, okay.
No, you know what? I don't agree with that at all. I think fluff and fiction and when it comes to motivation to paint is very, very much separate from like how the army is built. I know very few people who, you know, go into a tournament and they're just like, well, I had to paint up enough guys, so I added pariahs. You know, like nobody. No. Mm-mm. Nobody does that. Like, it's one of those things that just people won't do. They're kind of inherently against it. I think that the fluff and the fiction comes in the list building segment, right? Like when you sit down and you build that list in your head and you make it really fluffy, or you do whatever you want to do with it, or your own Space Marine chapter is like a chicken leg on their shoulder pad. You know what I mean? Like that's when you do
like
that
shit. Like a
cooked
drumstick, right? Because I mean, otherwise like a chicken leg would just look ridiculous.
Yeah, the Emperor's finger lickings. yeah. Would be ridiculous. Indeed. But really, like, it's one of those things that I absolutely disagree there. I think that, you know, the fluff and the fiction comes in the list building phase. And when it comes to painting, you knew a long time ago what was going to be in that army. It's not like you went unit by unit and decided, is this going to fit with the canon of this army? Mm-hmm. You know, as you rub your chin slowly pondering it in your basement. So yeah, thanks.
Wow, that is oddly specific. No, I mean, I see both of the things that John is saying.
Both of them.
Look tired. Mm. You know, and I agree with you. Like a lot of the fluff and fiction is coming in from how you are choosing to build your list. Because as we all know, like you can look at most army lists or fleet lists have the ability where you're like, wow, a total fucking douchebag is going to do this, but I'm not going to. I'm going to choose to move in this direction. So that's one thing. But at the same time, I totally see the point he's making where it's just like, yeah, sometimes painting on a schedule does feel like work. Because I mean, like, the first time I painted my Tyranids up for a tournament, I painted, I think, 90 Termagants in 3 weeks. It took me like 4 years to paint another model for that army because it's just like you just fucking OD and it does feel like work, and you're putting so much into it in such a short period of time that it's just like it takes a really long time for you to come back and just be like, and suddenly I'm okay with this army again.
See, for me, it's always I wouldn't even say it's like work. I'd say it's like studying. You know, you cram the days before the test, and then if you pass the test, you're happy, right? And like finishing your army is like passing that test, where all of a sudden it's just like, and I'm done. I don't have to worry about painting an army for another 3 or 4 weeks, you know, like or 4 months or however long it is before you actually start working on something else. So it's almost like just getting it out of your system. Bobby W. says, I paint my models to prove I'm the bigger man over my boyfriend. He started out wanting to paint Imperial Guards, so I took Necrons just before the new Codex came out. I now have half a 2,000-point Necron force, two Firestorm
armada. Why wouldn't he just say a 1,000-point Necron army?
I think he's talking about painted. Like total, sure, okay. Total painted.
Sure, okay.
That or he's trying to confuse us.
Are you mathing knowing that we are drinking?
Two Firestorm Armada starter fleets, the Terran and the Cerulean, an entire Battletech army company, so on and so forth. He continues to list things through. I've gone so far as to start buying airbrush equipment so that I can do camo patterns and attempt OSL on things. I don't know. Do you know what OSL is?
Object Source Lighting.
Oh, gotcha. On things just to goad him a little bit more. Okay, first off, like I get that, right? Where it's like you just want to prove to somebody like it's done. I get armies done. Because I was on that kick for a long time. You remember that time when I was just like, fuck it. I finish armies. And you're like, I'm going to paint my ogres in 3 weeks and my lizard men are going to blah. And now I'm just like, I could give two shits. Like, I'm past that point. Not to mention the fact that how interesting, like how super fucking interesting would it be for like a gay couple, right? No, really. Like, is there like a good, like, you know, who's the top that week dependent on who got their army painted? Because again, he's proven that he's the bigger man. There's a lot of subtext there. I support that subtext.
Well, obviously a podcast like this will always support that level of subtext. No, relationship dynamics aside.
You can't – see, I'm waiting for you to start trying to be like, well, my wife is a gamer too. And I'm like, it's not the same.
No, it's totally not the same.
It's not nearly as
malicious.
Remember
when we were discussing tea kettling? I was just like, yes. Who would ever do this? You're just like, dude is just like, listen – you know, why don't we try this? Then you can do whatever you want. Because, you know, women are always just like, no, that's stupid. Well, that's disgusting. We're not going to do that.
When you're in the moment, it's like anything sounds great. Just like, all right, put your head in the washing machine. Oh, God, this is amazing. Like at any point while you are aroused at that level, it's like the first thing that pops into your head as you envision it sounds amazing. And as guys, the first thing that pops into our head when we're spending intimate time with our significant others, you know, fucking, is basically like the last porn we watched, where like it was some weird off the wall position, and you try to recreate it, and you just end up smothering your partner by accident. You know, all right, one leg up on the ceiling fan, and the other leg on the dresser drawer. I'm gonna do a handstand. It always fails. Oh God! If you do feel like posting more about that dynamic, though, Bobby, please feel free, because we will get immense joy out of that. All right. God, dude, I don't have enough gay gamer friends.
You know, it's true. Honestly, it's true. The only openly gay gamer friend I had, I met at Adepticon, and he just kept trying to get me drunk in the hopes of sleeping with me. Mm. So, not sure if that's, like, good or weird, but I thought he was adorable.
No, I think I know, and again, like, I think I know one or two. You know, I work with a guy, and he's, like, a video gamer, so, like, I absolutely get a kick out of that. We had this really long conversation about how the Dumbledore's Elder Wand looks like anal beads. At work, it was amazing. Anyways, all right.
Oh my God, you're right.
Right, exactly. Google the Elder Wand, and then we started like randomly. We made up a term called Elder Wanding. Don't ask. All right, thanks everyone who voted on this week's listener poll. You can find those at jadedgamercast.com. We will have another question for you at the end of the show, if we remember. All right, so. Let's get on to the main topic for today's show. We're not going to do a model of the week because we are going to be talking about models. So, Games Workshop. Okay, I'm going to start like this. Multiple times in the last year and a half, we have asked ourselves, when is Games Workshop going to, like, when is this train going to derail, right? They've been doing so well for so long. When is this train just going to fall off the tracks and it's good old Games Workshop we used to know and love, right? Because we've been spoiled. We've been spoiled with tons of models.
And that brings us to the dwarves.
And that brings us to the Tyranids and then the dwarves.
Yeah.
If you go to the pre-orders page up on games-workshop.com, you'll notice something.
Don't forget to put your country in because it probably forgot it.
It very likely forgot it, or it's just going to assume you're American. And if you look at this page, there's something very mysteriously missing. Do you know what it is, Nathan?
Is it the army book?
It is the army book. It's also the limited edition army book. Apparently, the new year means that Games Workshop says, fuck it, and they're just going to stop trying now. I think what's terrifying about this is, like, we're all assuming there's going to be a new army book, but when they show you something like this, and there's no new units.
Yep.
We're all kind of sitting there going like, well, I guess this is just a model release. We're not actually going to get a book.
No, you know what this is, though? This is Games Workshop. They are trying out this new, I'm using air quotes because this is how they used to do shit way back when we worked for the company. They are doing this new weekly release thing because you know, so it's just like this week is like going to be obviously these stupid things. Next week, we might get an army book. Who knows? But instead of no, I said it's you're right. Like it, I don't even like there's not enough size in the world to fully fucking explain my feelings on the matter. Because like I said,
yeah, dude, I sighed so hard my balls still hurt. Yeah, right. You ever had one of those?
No, I haven't.
Should I be seeing a doctor? Is this a medical condition? Bobby W., in your professional opinion.
All right, we are already here. No, but I mean, like, that's the thing where it's just like, it is quite clear that we are going to be getting one or two more weeks of dwarves. Because even if we look at Not the Dark Elves, because they did 2 months of Dark Elves. I think that's a bad example, and they basically redid the whole line.
But we're getting it the opposite way as the Dark Elves.
We are, because now they're fucking shitting all over you and telling you to eat it. Because here's the thing. Beligar Iron Hammers, rules only available in White Dwarf Weekly, so go suck a big, fat, juicy dick.
Nobody's going to want to play him, though.
You know, you're right. My question, and this is something that we are going to wait and see, is how much does Games Workshop hate their customers? Because who wants to bet that the only place that Belagar Iron Hammer's rules will be is in that White Dwarf? So even though we're going to get an army book 1 or 2 weeks later, who wants to bet he's not in there? So you have to buy that book. Like, how much does Games Workshop hate their customers? Because that's what it's going to come down to. It's like, do they think you're a piece of shit?
I would take that bet.
Yeah, right.
I would. I think that he'll be in the rule book just because this is absolutely a way for them to artificially inflate the price of the sales of that first book by saying, hey, all you dwarf players who've been waiting for years and years, here's this special character.
Five of you.
Right. Exactly. Well, no, there's more than that.
No, like, I know.
People who buy armies off of old dwarf players have them.
And then those armies have then gone on to win Best Painted Awards.
Now,
it's with the original owner.
Exactly. There you go. What's so silly about this is that there are six things on this page, and three of them are actual new models or new kits. Yes. I love how the Dwarf Week 1 click collection is just two of the same boxes and the two blister packs.
Well, because it's so half-assed. I mean, like, let's be honest. Like, fucking look at this. We are getting two characters and one multi-use kit. Now, my favorite thing, have you noticed this? Hammerers / Longbeards.
Yeah.
We already have plastic Longbeards.
That's right, man.
Although, this is what I noticed, which is why I was like, oh my god, I can't wait for the Codex. If you navigate to the Dwarf Warriors kit, they have removed all mention of Longbeards.
Yes, they have.
I noticed that as this well. Box set contains 16 multi-part plastic Dwarf Warriors, which can either be assembled with hand weapons or great weapons. Includes shut the fuck up. They're not Longbeards anymore. Because why would we sell you 16 Longbeards for $42 when we can sell you 10 for $60? Asshole.
Well, and I mean,
Games Workshop, drop the mic.
It's that whole silly idea, though, right? Like, it's that whole silly idea of we're going to go ahead and call this unit Longbeards by giving them a different weapon option. But, you know, it's the same shit, right? Their beards are slightly longer or you paint them white. Like, nobody cares. Right. Everybody just painted their beards white and called them Longbeards anyways. Like, listen, it's such a silly thing.
Instead of hammers, the Longbeards have big, tall axes. And what's actually funny is, yeah, like, oh my god, it's just, you know, the worst part is, okay, aside from the idiocy of them just being like, you know, Longbeards, blah, 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 I really like this kit. I think these are the nicest dwarf models that Games Workshop has ever produced. The details are phenomenal. The armor's great. The weapons look nice. This and that. But like I said, I can't even for a second enjoy it because of how fucking stupid everything is being. You know, we've got two characters in a plastic kit. Now, we know that this is the week one thanks to the week one one-click collection. So we're going to get more stuff coming out. But like I said, it's just game. Like, they did this when we worked for the company. You know, they would announce an army. They'd say, look at everything coming out. And then every week would be different. But at least you knew. You know, I think the Wood Elves were the last one where they're just like, look, the Codex comes out this day. 2 weeks before, we've got the limited edition army set, has the Codex in it, and a limited edition standard bear model.
Yep.
Amazing deal. I think Edmonton sold out of those on pre-orders.
Yeah, they were gone.
For fuck's sake. You know, there's just like the Codex came out with like a box, and then you knew next week was going to be Waywatchers and Dryads, and the week after was going to be Wild Riders and this and that. But like Games Workshop told you what was coming out, so you could always look at it and just be like, look at the models and be like, all right, I want to buy these. I don't want to buy these. I mean, does Games Workshop actually think that we're going to be stupid enough to just shell out money for these hammerers, knowing we've got new rules coming out sometime this month, hopefully next week? Because
nobody's going to buy them.
I think you might sell a Dragon Slayer to someone who's like, who loves the model.
Ugh.
I hate it personally.
Fuck Dragon Slayers. I'll get to that.
I know. I am waiting for that one too.
I'm ready.
Listen, you might sell a character, maybe, but realistically, any dwarf player, any long-term player of this army is going to fucking wait until the book is out and they know all of the releases that are coming out for it. No one is going to look at this and just be like, I'm buying a brick of 40 hammerers. I don't know their points cost. I don't know their rules. Everything is changing, but have $250 fucking dollars. No goddamned way. So, I mean, like, I expect this week to sell nothing. Or not nothing, but just very few. I mean, again, I do think that the Hammerer kit is gorgeous. The best Dwarves Games Workshop's ever produced, bar none.
I definitely agree. I think that the kit is very good, and it's absolutely the best kit that we've seen so far for Dwarves. I think the problem that I have with it is, outside of what you're seeing on the front of these models, it's the same basic pose, build thing that we saw before. It's the same complaint I had for the Dark Elves and the fucking Doom Blade Dread Spear bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, yes. It was one of those things where I just said, like, hey, great. I totally get that you're making this new kit. Good for you. Why is it the old kit? Right? Mm-hmm. And this is how I feel about these. Like, yeah, absolutely. There's more, you know, cool filigree on the armor and all this kind of stuff. But, like, go to the 360 and just rotate it around to the back.
Oh, I know.
From the back
is very bland.
It's the same fucking model. It's the same pose. They're all wearing iron skirts again. Well, I was really hoping that they would get away from that.
Dwarf poses, like, the models are actually dwarf size, so you don't have the same kind of room to play with them and do interesting things.
No, that's bullshit.
With the iron skirts, I don't think that, like, I do feel like that's kind of overdone.
The overly big hands, the small heads, the big
feet. Let's count the armies with iron skirts. Like, High Elves have them, Dark Elves have them.
Well, the original, like, a lot of those original armies, right?
Yeah. But
before you get onto that, right? Like, this is what drives me nuts about this, is that here's what you get. You get a body, head, and arms optional, right? Like, where you get to pick which head and arms you're tossing on there. And yes, the head and arms are actually really nice. You know, you're actually seeing a really cool model, the beard, all that kind of stuff that goes with the head. I really like the way that that looks. But, like, if I was playing a dwarf army and this is what I had to look at from the back again, why would I buy any new models?
Yeah. I was going to say, you might replace pewter regiments of hammers because you had the one stupid pose.
Probably still wouldn't.
Honestly, I was going to say, I want to talk about what you would replace it with in a little bit, but not right now. We can do that after. But yeah, you know what? I agree. I think it is silly because you're right. You know that the One Piece body is basically the same as it's always been.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you've got heads with long beards for the long beards. You know, and then, yeah, you've got arms with axes, arms with hammers. And who wants to bet that it's just the head that swaps out?
Actually, that's what I'm saying, right? Like, go look at the sprue.
Oh, yeah, they do have the sprues. I always forget to look for the sprue.
No, the sprue, it's just bodies.
Because I was going to say, I know they did that with the Empire State Troops, where it's just like halberds and spears. Put the top on, and you're just like, ugh.
Right. And that's exactly what it is. Like, that's the kit that they're giving you.
Oh, my God. You have to build these, like, space rings now?
You do.
Put the fucking shoulder pads on?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You also, instead of having a separate arm for axes or hammers, you have to, like, swap the heads out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's because, again, God forbid you, like, magnet these guys and have options. No. You got to fucking commit, which means buy multiples. But, I mean, like, that's the thing where it's just, like, what I don't understand, though, is, like, again, in the new rules, are long beards going to be a separate unit on their own, or are they still going to be a fucking upgrade? Because right now, warriors can be upgraded to long beards. Yep. They get stronger. They get immune to psych. They get all these fun things. And that's another reason why I'm just like, what dwarf player is going to shell out $60 for 10, which I think is a new record on a 10-man infantry box. Even Dark Elves had 70 for 10.
Never 70 mind. For 10.
They still
win. Which is...
Yeah, those motherfuckers. Yeah,
look, strippers.
But yeah, like I said, I love the models. I do. But even as someone who has always been partial to dwarves, I think, you know, I've sent you millions of dwarf lists.
Very many.
The last, you know, few years. I love these models, and I would love to paint them, but I would never, ever purchase them until I had rules. And I think that's mostly because of Games Workshop's prices. Like, I'm not going to shell out $250 on something which I can potentially never return because Games Workshop's return policy has turned to shit. Or you know, use.
Right. You know, yeah. I don't. Right. I mean, I don't particularly disagree. I just, I'm very underwhelmed by the box set. I think that, yes, it is nice. But I mean, it's nice in the sense that it's just a new box set where they just did a little bit more than they'd done in the past. And it's as safe and as straightforward and as basic as it possibly could be. And it's like I said, it just harkens back to that Dark Elf Regiment box where I just hate everything about it. So I have a very hard time looking at these in a positive light. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about Mr. Iron Hammer, old B. Iron Hammer.
Oh, we're saving the best for last, or at least the most entertaining.
That is absolutely the most entertaining. All right, so here's the thing with this guy. Once again, this is a very basic pose. This is the pose we've seen 100 times before. Hey, look, I'm standing on a rock.
My arms out.
My arms are out. You know, and it drives me nuts because it is super uninspired. His big headdress / back banner thing is ridiculous. And all they did is they glammed him up. You know, not only does he have a beard, he has a huge mustache.
Well, and, you know, you've got jewels. I mean, like, he's got enough jewels that someone might mistake him for an elf.
Right.
Fuck. No, you know, and that's the thing is like, when did Games Workshop decide that every single, like, fucking clamshell, single character, plastic model they were going to release has to be standing on something stupid? And this applies to the Dragon Slayer. We'll get in more detail there, but it's just like, he's standing on something. It could be an Oath Stone, so I guess that's positive, but even then, what are you going to do? Are you going to buy this for the Oath Stone just so you can, like, not use him? Because he's terrible. He's got so much Swordmaster of Hoeth bullshit going on. You've got the pointless back banner of terrible, don't ever attach it because it looks like shit and it adds nothing to the model. Then he's got Chaos Viking horns for no reason, unlike every other dwarf ever.
Right.
So clip those off. But even if you do that, you're still stuck with, like, the I've got bling everything. Like, let's just count the number of things in his beard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 things in his beard alone, not counting the ridiculous mustache, the grimace face. Like, why do I see his fucking teeth snarling? That's idiotic.
Well, if that's how big his teeth are, his jaw is ridiculous. Is like, that a dwarf thing?
Maybe. Very good at fellatio. Dwarves. You know, like, and yeah, like, I hate that kind of pose. Like, if I have a character, you know, I think one of the finest characters that Games Workshop has ever made has been the Black Orc Hero, because he's big, he's hulking, he's got all that armor on, and what is he equipped with? He's got a hand weapon and shield, and it's just like the shield is in protecting him, displaying all of that detail out to the world, you know, and he's just got, like, the fucking choppa in his hand. You're just like, you know what? It's perfect. This model is perfectly executed. It does everything I need it to do. You know, and that's the thing is, like, this model has a really nice shield. Like, it's finely detailed, which you would never know from looking at him from the front because he's showing the shield to the back. And you're just like, pull that shield in, take the garbage off of his fucking beard.
Well, when you look at the champion,
like, put him in more of a combat pose and less of a come at me, bro pose. Because that's all he's doing is he's totally come at me, bro.
Well, but here's the thing, right? Like, if you look at the champion for the long beards in the last box that we looked at, it has a very nice shield as well and a very good pose that is 100 times better than this. Like, there's nothing about this guy that makes you say, oh, that's a special character. This is when I saw it originally, I was like, oh, they just gave us another generic dwarf hero. Like, that's what we needed. No, apparently it's a special character. Oh, interesting. Anyways, I've now lost interest. All right, so let's talk about Dragon Slayers. Let's talk about Slayers in general.
What, those shitty old circa 1996 pewter awful dwarf
Slayers?
Let's
go back. Let's reel it. Let's reel it in.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Dwarf Slayers are a dumb idea. They're terrible, and they should be taken out of the range, absolutely 100% gone from the Dwarf Army list. They're stupid.
You don't think orange haired mohawk naked dwarves are a good idea?
It's dumb.
You're so racist. No, I agree, because dwarves are literally this, like, dwarves in all fantasy creations, it doesn't matter what it is, are these well-armored, honorable, blah, 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 blah. So the idea of dwarves have lost their honor and therefore run into battle like fucking bare-ass naked? Fuck off. Also, why do they have mohawks? Why? Because ideas in the 80s were stupid.
Right. We updated Noise Marines. Why the fuck can't we just fix Slayers? Why can't we make them something people would want to take, legitimately want to take? I've never met a single person who either plays Slayers in their dwarf army or who doesn't play dwarves at all who's just been like, you know, Slayers, right? Yeah, I'm as interested in those as I am in Blood Angels. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things that just, it's a dumb idea. Get rid of it, man. They're fucking squats. Like, you just need to wipe them out of the canon. Mm-hmm. They're done. Dude, they're gone. Just get it done. Like, why do they all have orange hair? Does losing your arm make your hair orange?
Because they dye their hair orange. God. And even then, what's funny is these Slayers in the pictures were painted so long ago that the orange does not actually match the orange used on the Dragon Slayer.
That is correct.
Which is kind of funny. No, but I mean, like, I do agree. I agree on everything you're saying about Slayers as a concept. So why don't we talk about this model in particular? Because I feel like it is committing a lot of Games Workshop sins that are very new to Games Workshop. I mean, gone, thankfully, is the skull. I feel like the skull motif has been replaced by broken masonry all over the ground. Like, holy shit. The Masons Guild in the old world, like, talk about screwing the dog. Because you cannot go to a battlefield that is not littered with fucking pieces of stonework everywhere. We saw it with the Dark Elves, where they have a fucking core unit where every last one of them is leaping off of a piece of something. Mm-hmm. And now we've got this stupid fucking Dragon Slayer. And again, why don't we even talk about the model itself? If this model is balanced without having to weight it in the bottom,
it's plastic. I'm sure it's fine.
Okay, fine. It's plastic. Again, I'm going to come down to a guy that owns Hormagaunts. I can honestly tell you that he's going to break off his foot.
How many points worth of painted Hormagaunts do you have, Nathan?
I don't even care.
Liar.
depends what upgrades I give them, fucker. But like I said, it's just like anything that has a small joint of about a millimeter with a whole model pressed forward is going to break on that joint. Yep. I can guarantee it. So it's just like
you're just going to have a dragon model head with like five toes.
Yeah. And you across the top up of it. You're going to. And then you're going to have a Dragon Slayer fucking.
That'd be the most amazing objective piece. You're just like, oh yeah, Larry's trying to get his toes back. We're trying to find the dragon that stole his toes. Oh my god. Right. No, you know what? Like, listen, I can say about this model because it's so stupid and it's so.
Next you're gonna say you don't like his circus pants slang.
No, that's fine because that's Gottrek and Felix. Like, I get it, right? Like, it's one of those things that it's been in Warhammer for such a long time that Games Workshop just feels like it's an inside joke, or they feel like they just have to keep doing it because it's one of those old staples of Warhammer. But I can't stand it anymore to see this type of stuff come into the book. I was really, really hoping that we would have a new unit with some sort of new dynamic to it. And, you know, it would replace, Slayers in general. And they would just be able to say, you know what? Here's what happens to dwarves who lose their honor. And it's not that they go to a hairdresser, they dye their hair, they braid axes into their beards, you know, because, right? Am I right? Trinkets. And, you know, and then they listen, carry around axes that look like dragons. Dwarf
is by how many trinkets are in his beard. Okay, well, no, like, it's the saddest thing.
It's fucking
these stupid. Are Gucci axes.
Gucci in my axes. Beard. I sharpen them on my nipples when it's cold. the paint job's fine. The pose, is dumb.
I was going to say, that's all of Games Workshop. You can literally never hammer them on a paint job because.
I think the problem that I have with this pose is that if there's any model in the dwarf range that should be doing a come at me bro pose, it should be the Slayers. But we do not have a Slayer come at me bro pose. Every Slayer pose is him jumping off of something or like doing a whirling dervish or some other bullshit that just looks dumb because he's got a fucking 8-foot mohawk. God damn it.
Right? No, and, you know, and like that's the thing where it's just like, fuck me, you know. And again, it comes down to the whole who's been asking for this. I mean, like, even dwarf players I know that have taken Slayers do not take hero level Slayers. Mm-hmm. It's a waste of a slot because you're going to be taking Rune Lords, you're going to be taking Rune Smiths, you're going to be taking Thanes, you got your Dwarf Lords. There are so many amazing slots that literally no one has asked for a Slayer character. And even if you love this model, and I'm going to say it's possible, great, you love this model, who is going to buy this to put with those shit-tastic, flat, one-dimensional, like, idiotic Slayers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who is going to want to do that? Because I don't know. I don't know anyone that's going to look at that and just be like, yeah, this is the guy that's going to lead this pewter regiment that I don't own, because why the fuck would I spend that much money on Slayers?
I got him at a Bits Bazaar for 12 cents.
There you go. Bits by weight, son. Bits by weight is the only reason I got some Slayers. No, and I mean, like, that's the thing where it's just like, I can't help but feel that, you know, again, when we're looking at prices, we're looking at the, you know, just the general aesthetic. I can't help but feel that Avatars of War, that link I just sent you, fucking kills it. Because you can go through there and they've got some interesting Slayer Lords. That Dwarf Berserker Lord with two weapons is a fantastic pose. Hell, even their Berserker Lord with great weapons, the the green they have, is a fantastic pose. So, I mean, here we have a lot of very subdued, very dwarfish, except for that Boar Dragon Bane. What is up with back banners, okay? I think that, you know, when I rule this world as Emperor, the first thing I'm going to do is ban back banners. Because they're a problem. I don't know.
Good luck.
Great. They're stupid. But like I said, you've got a lot of really great dwarf poses. But then when you go down, you have some terrible English with dwarf crossbowers. I just noticed that. That's why I had to point it out.
Dwarf crossboasters.
Boasters. You've got dwarf crossbowers. You've got thunder warriors. So if you want dwarves with guns, you've got actually good slayers in plastic, and you even have some fucking pathfinders, which are rangers. And
which
all
we've
of
talked
these,
about in the past.
Yeah, we have talked about them. So I'm not going to talk about these models, but like, let's just look at the price point. I can get the 20 plastic dwarf warrior or the berserkers for 35 euros. So you're just like, for fucking $60, Games Workshop, I'll switch my country and see what it says in euros. But like I said, it's just like, I can get double the guys for less money. And honestly, they're better than what you have. You know, so even though I love the Hammerer models, there are no rules. So there's no reason to buy them. And if I'm absolutely fucking sold on a dwarf army, I'm going to buy almost all of it from a company like Avatars of War that's making cheap, great models that are cross fucking game wise. Like I'm not right. Looking at these Avatars of War guns going, yeah, but I can't use them in my Games of Warhammer.
Well, we know how much you appreciate double the guys.
Well, I mean, who doesn't appreciate double the guys?
All
I mean,
right, so
am I right, Bobby?
Right, Bobby Dubs. B dubs. All right, fuck them. Dwarves. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Obviously, Games Workshop is holding back. They're just giving us the plastic box set characters, whatever. I think when we see the book, yeah, exactly. When we see the book, we are gonna get full shaft, and we're gonna get a big unit. We're gonna have one of those fun big box sets that we always like to tear
big
apart,
throbbing units.
But I think what's frustrating for me about it is what we see here is a lot of the same. It's the same stuff again and again, and that's very worrisome for me because I would really like to see something new to kind of change this army up and just make it a little bit more interesting. You know, we've compared the dwarves as they stand from Games Workshop to the dwarves that you see from Forge World and the Chaos Dwarves, where they just have a much more interesting range, and they don't even have half as many units. but their range is so much more interesting, and the stuff that you can get for them is so much more interesting. And like we've talked over the years, the various ideas that we've had, we want to see, you know, mechanical steam golems, and we want to see, you know, all these different types of weapons and vehicles and things of that nature that are going to basically, you know, make that army more interesting again. But here's what we get: the same pose with a little bit more shit on it, the same character with a little bit more shit on it, and a fucking slayer who is in the exact same pose as the guy who we could see is nuts. You know what I mean? There's nothing happening there that's even remotely interesting. My wife is getting herself a drink for anybody who's possibly wondering what all that noise is coming from. So, say hi, Irina. She can't help but come down to the studio and
well, I was gonna say, if you actually recorded in the studio instead of your kitchen, it wouldn't be that bad.
Well, it probably still would be. I don't know. It echoes down there now. That's the problem.
Who knows? No, you know, and that's the thing where it's just like it's even hard to rate Games Workshop on this release so far because it's clear that this is incomplete. And I agree with you. I think that there are a lot of things we've been begging for with dwarves, things that would dramatically improve the army from a playability perspective. Because right now there are three types of units, actually four if you can artillery. There are four types of units that you can just spam the shit, like, that you get to choose from. You have artillery, you have fucking dudes with hand weapon and shield, or dudes with great weapons. And you got, what, the guys that scout being miners or rangers. Like, that's it. And everything you... Or, sorry, dudes that shoot. So you're just like, you don't really have a lot of variety. And that's why every time you play a dwarf army, it's the same. And it doesn't matter who's playing it because of the fact that the book itself sucks. You know, when you look at the special, what are you going to take? Artillery, hammers, or iron breakers? Well, that depends. Do you want great weapons or hand weapon shield?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's it. Miners. What do miners do? Well, they're great weapon guys that kind of come in off of a board edge. Okay.
Pass.
You know, and that's exactly it. So it's just like the army itself has been flat and boring. So even though these are an iconic fantasy race, because they exist in every bit of fantasy everywhere, and there is so much potential there. Because, I mean, like, shit, I think that Warhammer Online's three dwarf playable character classes had more variety in it than a Games Workshop Codex with, like, fucking 20 unit entries.
Right.
And that game sucked.
Well, didn't okay,
that,
suck.
That game was entirely just boring. Mediocre.
Yeah, there you go. I was like, it didn't suck. It was just dull.
Yeah, because like that was the thing is, like, I think in like beta I got an Archmage up to like level 20, and when the game actually launched I was like, oh my god, this is exactly the same, and it does, and I'm playing a warrior priest now, like, oh my god, I don't care.
Yeah, I think everybody got to that point where they're just like, and I'm done.
Yeah, but no, like I said, it's just like, so three playable characters have more variety than an army book. Come on, guys. Like, give us a bone here. Like, no one plays all combat dwarves because at movement three, you're a fucking idiot too. But it's just like, give us some fucking fast-moving golems. Give us, like, squadrons of gyrocopters. Like, give us all of these things that would make dwarves interesting, and instead we get hammerers / longbeards. They delete the longbeard reference to the existing dwarf warrior kit, which still has the pieces for long beards, but we'll just pretend that that's not the case.
Yeah.
You know, and then a pair of characters that no one really asked for. Because, I mean, like, did dwarves need a new special character?
No. All right, so the train is derailed. Between Tyranids and this, I mean, it's, you know, the Tyranids was a bump in the, you know, the track started to wobble, you know, the conductor started to lose control. Is that what they're called? They're called.
Well, yeah, they're called conductors, but conductors, how do you really lose control when you're stuck on rails?
Well, you know, drinking. but I think that's what it's come down to for me. This is all really, really.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Exactly. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. It's really disappointing. It's really frustrating. And I think, especially for Nathan and I in the situation that we're in, where we really have no hardcore interest in actually playing games of Warhammer 40,000 lately, you know, as interested as we still are in making lists and, you know, reading the books and going through the things that have changed, even watching games, I still really enjoy that. But, like, it's hard to get excited for anything that's coming out when this is the way that it's being handled, when you're shucking and jiving to sell more of your new White Dwarf Weekly for $4 so that people can get the special rules, and you're trying to sell these plastic kits for models that we just don't have rules for. Nobody's going to buy them. I mean, if you're going to buy anything, like Nathan said, go to Avatars of War. It's just, it's better stuff for cheaper, and you're going to be much more happy with it. I mean, there's almost nothing that I would buy from Games Workshop right now if I were to start a Dwarf Army. And I wouldn't even start a Dwarf Army. I'd do a Chaos Dwarf Army, which means I'd be buying everything from Forge World, which is still fucking cheaper than Games Workshop.
Well, now that Dwarves are getting redone, all of their kits are going to go up in price. So, oh, yeah. Whereas before, Chaos Dwarves were cheaper by, like, what, $100?
It was like $120.
Yeah, I was going to say, now it's going to be like $300 cheaper.
Yeah, way.
You know, and again, the Chaos Dwarf models from Forge World are fucking amazing. I mean, I always look at Bull Centaurs, and I was just like, I know I don't play the army, and I know I'll probably never paint them, but god damn, those are nice.
Yep, that's the truth right there. All right, so I don't think there's a whole lot else to say about these. I guess we should come up with a question for the weekly listener.
Well, focus. I was going to say, I, you know, obviously with the weekly release, we are going to be trickling out dwarf coverage as this goes on. Should an army book show up, you'll actually get a good army book coverage. But I mean, like, yeah, honestly, I think Games Workshop with this weekly bullshit has at least fed us model of the week for the rest of the month. So that, I hope
that's
you
so
like
depressing
beards.
It's so depressing. It really, really is. Like, I...
Well, at least we don't have to review more Dark Age models. I mean, that's a win for me, because I have not found a Dark Age model
somebody
that's just fucking perplexing.
Somebody sent me another Dark Age model. or they sent it to us through JadedGamerCast at gmail.com, and they basically were like, hey, possibility for model of the week. And, it, you know... It was a typical Dark Age model in the sense that it's just like, you know, boobs. But it was just, it was a naked dark elf, like just head to toe nude with a whip. And she's basically licking the handle of her whip, which is oddly shaped like a dick. And then like the spiked whip is like wrapped like around her back between her legs and like up her front. And it's such a bad model and it's done so poorly. And I'm just like, listen, I get it, but that's not model of the week. Like that's... That's just, like, all I can do is look at that and just go, yep, there are people who buy that, those things. And then
yeah,
leave it
you know,
at that.
And
there's
you're
really
right.
Nothing to say
there
about it.
There are people that buy, you know, but so like I said, at least with Games Workshop's weekly format, I, you know, we may get away from having to harass Dark Age models. Because, I mean, really, it just feels like playing pranks on a blind person. Like, but they can't see what you're about to do.
But Dark Age stuff is baffling. Like, they'll put stuff out that's just like, why is that cyborg covered in flesh and has boobs? Like, why at any point? Yeah, exactly. Fleshlight material. Like, why the fuck is that pyramid holding paddles and painted Technicolor Dreamcoat? Why? Doesn't make any goddamn sense, but hey, whatever. Somebody made a model for it, you know. Like, and so I love Dark Age. I think Dark Age is a well we'll be drinking from for the rest of our lives. But you know, I think Games Workshop is, you know, the thing that you look at and you just, all you can do is just sigh until your balls hurt. So yes, when it comes to here's a question I'm going to pose for you guys. And I see, and okay, I can't even ask that question because it's going to be unanimous. The question I was going to ask was like, what would you rather have, weekly releases, or would you rather have everything at once? And everybody's just going to say everything at once.
Well, you know, and the worst part is I don't mind weekly releases if they did them like they did them like fucking 9 years ago. You know, if they were just like, listen, here is the product list. Everything is coming out. This is what's coming out week one. This is week two. This is week three. This is week four. The codex is week one because we know that's the only part of this fucking release you give a shit about.
Mm-hmm.
And you're only going to buy models based on what's in this fucking book. You know, so it's just like, at least if they weren't functionally retarded with how they're handling the weekly releases, it wouldn't be that bad of an idea. Because if I had Hammers, Longbeards, Dragon Slayer, bullshit stupid special character that, in honestly, he is fighting with Lore Master of Hoeth for worst fucking character model Games Workshop's released. Like, it's terrible. And he's standing next to a fucking leaping Dragon Slayer. So, I mean, this is saying something. But, like, if they had those three and they were like, and army book, you know, even if, you know, because at least with the army book, I could look at it and say, hey, great, next week, like, look at the new models. It was like when you had the Dark Elf one and you could see all of the new shit that hadn't been released yet, like the chariots and, like, the Dark Riders. Mm-hmm. You're like, I can at least see the models and go, those are cool. At least I know something's coming for this. So even though Games Workshop wants to be all super sneaky, which again is stupid and bullshit, because it's not like I'm looking at this going, I'm going to buy the War of Reclamation one-click collection, which I think is lazier than the Week 1 one-click collection, if I'm being perfectly
honest. The War of Reclamation one-click collection is hilarious, yeah.
The War of Reclamation one-click collection. Basically, it is four boxes of Hammerers and Longbeards and Beligar Iron Hammer. But when they describe it, they're like, this has 20 Hammerers and 20 Longbeards, yo. I mean, like, crazy. But like I said, it's just like, if they weren't doing weekly releases like a bunch of fucking drunken retards, this wouldn't be bad.
Right. It's all bad. Question. Everything about it is bad.
Yes. Because like I said, I love those Hammerers. I do. I think that they are leaps and bounds better than the old ones. I think that any dwarf, self-respecting dwarf player is going to look at that and go, damn, these are really nice. Because, I mean, shit, they've already painted that same pose like 100 times. What's a few more? But again, looking at that, is any dwarf player going to be like, yeah, and I'm going to drop $250 to build a unit that I don't even know anything about? Right. In the new book, because for all we know, next week is going to have Iron Breakers and something else.
Yeah, well, so you're just like $6 a model. Woo.
Yeah, $6 a model. Thanks.
Okay, Gina. So here's the question I have for you guys then, and I think that this could actually prompt an interesting discussion. We've talked about alternatives and we've talked about the price of models, especially recently over the last couple of months with the various releases. Do you think Games Workshop is worth the money? That's the question I have for you guys, yes or no. I honestly don't think it's worth the money anymore. There's a reason why I haven't purchased anything from Games Workshop outside of paint and primer and the odd brush in years.
Listen, I was stoked for Iron Hands. I picked up a bunch of stuff. I think I've dropped about $500 with Games Workshop on my Iron Hands so far. And that is not yet a 1,500-point army. I think that's about 1,250 points is all I can make out of that because, you know, hey, Games Workshop. And then you compare it where, like, just yesterday I bought the core rule book, the templates, the card deck, and more models than I would need possibly ever. For Dystopian Wars, and it cost me £118, so about $200.
Yep.
So you're just like, fuck right off. Because that's not counting the core rulebook for 40K. That's not counting a codex. That's not counting any of the other things that I'd need to play. And again, I have more Dystopian Wars models coming in the mail than I will ever probably use in games of Dystopian Wars. Whereas I don't even have a tournament-sized army with Games Workshop. I got to spend another couple hundred dollars. So you're just I cannot.
It's over the top now. It's like we talked about with the Dark Elves. You want a unit of Dark Elf Witches? One unit of Dark Elf Witches is $300.
And even then, that's small considering the cost per model and the fact that they have no armor. So you're going to be wanting to run 50, maybe 60 of those models in an ideal money is not an option world. And at $70 for 10, you're saying $400 for 600 points of your army?
Fucking insane. It is so completely insane that I can't rationalize buying anything. And the only reason why I bought a bunch of stuff that I got recently is I got a deal on it. right? Like yeah. I don't want to put any money on the table for that. I think when I got all this stuff for my vampire accounts, it was because I traded in a bunch of shit. I think what did I trade in? Oh my God. I think I traded in a steam tank. And for the cost of the steam tank, I was able to get, oh no, no. What was it? No, I was able to trade in the Blood Knights. And for the cost of the box of Blood Knights, I was able to get two boxes of Black Knights and another like box. I think I got like a terror, not a terror guys, something else in there, but it was like three boxes worth of shit for that one box of Blood Knights. And like, that's the insane thing about it is I won't drop money on models from Games yeah. Workshop unless I'm trading stuff in or I've got a gift certificate or it was a Bits Bazaar. It was something that, you know, I traded from somebody else, but for fuck's sakes, like, I'm not going in there. And I used to work for the company. I have friends who work for the company, and I won't pay money for that crap anymore. Like, I will go and get my rule books from them, but even the rule books, I'm just like, God damn, $65, you fucking shitting me?
Yeah, you know what? I'm almost getting to the point where now that digital editions are releasing for less the day of, I'm almost at the point where I'm just like, I don't think I'm going to be buying physical copies of books anymore. I mean, I thought about it with Tyranids, but I was like, hey, you know what? I play the army. I got tons of them. I want to have the book for an army I'm going to play. So I bought it and kind of regret it, but, you know, who could know at the time? Okay.
I warned you.
I'm even at the point now where, yeah, I think that when this dwarf book is announced for week 17 of the dwarf release, who the fuck knows, I think I'm only gonna buy the digital version because I cannot ever see me starting another Games Workshop army. I really can't. And even now with people that I am moving into the war games hobby, like there's a couple close derby friends of mine that have totally jumped into miniature wargaming. They play Strange Aeons with us every like Wednesday, or rather I paint with one of them and the other plays with Terry, but still they love Strange Aeons and they're getting into miniature wargaming. I'm like, yeah, I'll totally promote Firestorm Armada. Strange Aeons is a great game. Infinity is another one where it's just like small model counts, easy rules, like let's fucking go. But I would literally never encourage anyone to start a Games Workshop army knowing that they're going to be out a grand before they get a game in.
Yeah.
Like, that's some serious fucking money.
It's crazy. Ugh. Anyways. I'll tell you this right now. I've been playing Hitman Absolution because it was cheap on Steam.
Oh, cheap on Steam are like terrible words for trying to get painting done.
Unless it's Worms, right, Nathan? But it's one of those things. Yeah, exactly. Me somewhat reluctantly, Nathan. This is right. An autobiography. But no, you know, like I've kind of been playing it in between painting and doing other stuff and just kind of having a break from playing Eve or playing other games. And it's probably one of the most hilarious. Like, this is not topical at all because that game's fucking old. But, like, yes. It's hilarious how bad it is, like, when all the cinematics are shit and the acting is awful and the script is terrible. And I'm just sitting there going, like, I'm already sick of the game, and I've decided that I hate stealth games.
See, I like stealth games, but only when they're done right. The last Hitman game I played was Blood Money. I think that was the first one to come out on the 360. That was a very clearly rushed to meet a ship date because the story made no sense. It was told in flashbacks without anything tying them together because
so like
apparently
Superman?
those parts didn't work, so we just pulled them. But like the Hitman stealth mechanics, at least in that game, were like fucking retarded and stupid. Where it's just like, if I kill the bus boy and put his clothes on, everyone is going to assume that the bus boy, first of all, his clothes will always fit me perfectly.
Yes.
And second, if I just walk slowly, the bald man with a barcode tattooed on the back of his head, who is like 6'4", yeah, nobody even looks at him twice.
Well, and I love the idea that like you'll go to a small town to kill some scrub who's dressed in like 50s clothes and literally 3/4 of the town are police.
Yes.
It's like, this town's not that big. It's all a police force. And I think what frustrates me so much about the game is that, okay, first off, I'm a hitman. And I love how you'll watch movies and the movies will like totally glamorize those types of like, well, he murders people for a living, but don't worry, they're all bad. No, actually they're not. He probably just kills people and doesn't ask questions. That's part of the character. Yes. But even though that's part of the character, and even though that's something that they like have built into the game, they still like will deduct points if you kill a civilian. And to me, it's just like, yeah, it's only 100 points, but like the game is built off of this point system where completing the mission is you want to try to like get the max number of points. And to get the max number of points is like you don't kill anyone other than your targets. Nobody ever spots you. Nobody ever – like you do everything right. You get some special super kill where like a guy pees on an electrical wire or blows himself up with lighter fluid. And it's one of those things where like I want to shoot people, but this game is doing everything in its power to stop me from shooting people. And I'm like, I've got these sweet ass fucking guns and they're silenced. Yep. Oh, man. And I can do this sweet, awesome like point shooting where like I jump up from behind a bar and time slows down and I do like 6 headshots in a row and it's fucking slick. But no, if I did that, my score would be really bad. And I'm like, why? That was the coolest thing I could have done in this game instead of subduing by choking the 50th person in a row and dumping them in a closet.
You know, and I think that's why I said I hate bad stealth games, because I said, I haven't played the new Splinter Cell, but I'm just like, the Splinter Cell series so far has been like pretty fucking good. Like Double Agent was great. Conviction was better. And you're just like, because this is a stealth game where it's just like, oh no, they see you, they put a bullet in your fucking head. So it's just like, you know, and you want to kill them? Go nuts.
You're Black Ops agent. You have a license agent. To do this.
Yeah. Kill you are a remorseless the killer. Fuck you need, because right. We just need to get that information. And that's why I'm just like, the Splinter Cell games done very well. The Hitman games have always felt really half-assed with how they handle stealth, because, like I said, it's idiotic.
Yeah.
Just put on the Bellboy's costume. No one will know. Yeah. You know, no. See, the Bellboy supervisor will not notice that you're not him.
What's so silly about it is, I got to a point where I just – all I was doing was restarting from the last checkpoint or my last save point over and over and over again until I finally was able to do what I was trying to do because of these goddamn points. But I did eventually get to the point where I was like, you know what? Fuck this. Because like I set off an alarm after I killed my target because there was 3 cops in a garage across from 4 or 5 more cops in another garage. And one of them saw me.
About stupid
right.
towns.
One of them saw me and he came over and he started shooting. And I was just like, God damn it. Fuck this. Pulled out a shotgun and just wasted like 8 cops. What was so bad about that is, in this game, I will actually look at that and just be like, damn it, man, I shouldn't have killed those cops. And then I'm like, wait a second, I've killed more cops than I can count in Payday and remorselessly killed police officers.
Every one by of the them droves. 2 days away from retirement.
Because at no point in Payday are you penalized for – like, and again, it's not like killing cops stops you from beating the game. It's just that you're not getting the points. And so I'm sitting there going like, damn, I shouldn't have killed these cops. And in Payday, I'm just like, die pigs, # get wrecked. And like, that's, oh my God, that's just the way that works out. Did you see that guy fly through the window when I blew his head off with a shotgun? That's amazing. And that's why I'm sitting there going like, man, this game is poorly designed. Like, it's robbing you of every single like guilty pleasure a game like this should be providing for you. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Well, I absolutely
I just thought that that was funny.
That's why I said Blood Money was my last Hitman game, because I was just like, so the stealth has not improved in like the 3 games that I've played.
Yeah, that and the controls also suck.
Yeah.
They're very bad. They're not responsive. They don't work properly. People see you through walls and it's dumb and the story's dumb and dumb. There's dumb stuff.
At least there's a story.
I guess so.
I was going to say, Blood Money literally... It was just like, you do a mission, and then there'd be like a flashback of you in a hotel, and then you get shot and be like, what? And then you just do a mission somewhere else, and you're like, what the fuck is happening? And then the next one is just like you stumbling around this hotel room bleeding because you've been shot, and then you just do another mission somewhere else. And I was just like, I don't even know why I'm doing missions. I don't even know what's happening in these flash. Is this a flat? What the fuck is happening? And then eventually you just finish and they're like, yeah, the end credits.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this?
In Hitman Absolution, the only guy that you get to have like a guilty pleasure kill on is like is actually mentally retarded. And you're just like, so this is the guy that I get to have like a good guilty pleasure kill on, and he's clearly been like manipulated and abused by his older brother because he's mentally retarded. I guess I should kill him. And like that's how it goes down. And you're just sitting there going, like, you've got to be shitting me. I can't, like, this game is so poorly designed. It's robbing me. It's robbing me. Oh, my God. That's been Jaded Gamercast for this week. My name is Lang.
I'm Nathan.
Have a good one.
Cheers.